The Dakota Lakes Research Farm's annual Summer Field Day is this Friday, June 26th, at the research facility east of Pierre. Beginning at 3 p.m. Central Time, the event provides updates on current research, opportunities for networking, and an overview of biomass rotations and their impacts on system resilience. Dakota Lakes Farm Manager Natalie Sturm explains moisture has been limiting this year.
We've gotten a little bit of rain, and that's kind of saved us a bit. So we're looking okay. So it'll be good to look at kind of how the crops are doing when folks show up and kind of see differences in how our different long-term rotations respond to difficult weather years.
Roughly 35 years of rotational research at Dakota Lakes provides insight on the value of residue, also called biomass. Sturm explains rotations ranging from 50% up to 100% biomass crops offer visual evidence to cropping intensity.
So we like to kind of show that off, and then I'll also be talking about how those yields differ across these different rotations in those difficult years.
The field day also features sessions with South Dakota oat and wheat breeders as they showcase variety trials. In addition, the field day will include discussions on crop and livestock integration.
And we're actually going to have Jamie Brennan from West River. He's bringing his trailer full of fun technology for grazing to kind of show off for people. So that'll be something a little bit new and fun to look at.
This Friday's Dakota Lakes Research Farm Field Day includes a free barbecue supper and is open to the public. For details, visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.